Chapter 70.2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. After Xu Mei married, Xu Yu felt that life suddenly became much emptier. The side courtyard, which was originally shared by the two of them, was now left with only him. Without the lively and playful Xu Mei around, Xu Yu didn't know what to do with himself. Xu Yu grew increasingly lazy. Apart from leaning by the window reading some books, there seemed to be nothing else to do. Since June, the political situation in the capital had changed rapidly, with Xu Ting deeply involved, and Du Xian was also worried, focusing all his energy on supporting and coordinating with Xu Ting. So, Xu Yu, being understanding, didn't disturb him. As for Xu Mei, he was immersed in the happiness of his impending marriage. He was naturally carefree and didn't notice Xu Yu's inner thoughts. Xu Yu became even more quiet and melancholic. "Brother-in-law, why are you here?" Xu Yu put down the book and got off the couch, happily greeting him with a youthful smile on his face. "Such a nice day, with the sun so warm. Why are you staying in your room all the time? I'm by the window, and I get sunlight too. Come sit over here, brother-in-law." Xu Yu pulled Du Xian over to the couch by the window. There was a small table in between, with the book Xu Yu had been reading on it. Xu Yu picked up the book. "Brother-in-law, I just read a story." Du Xian asked, "What story?" "It's about the most famous empress and her emperor from the previous dynasty. The story says they were a young couple and eventually ruled the world together. Do you think something like that could really happen?" Du Xian smiled. "That's history, so of course, it's true. But doesn't that teach men not to meddle in women's affairs? Look at your sister. Doesn't she tell brother-in-law everything?" Xu Yu couldn't help but nod. That's right, his sister hadn't even kept the matter of the struggle for the throne a secret from her husband. It wasn't until the new empress ascended the throne that Lord Han learned about it. As soon as his sister returned home, Lord Han immediately cried and got angry, sulking for several days. Even his brother-in-law didn't treat him well. Du Xian took the book from his hands and set it aside, speaking solemnly, "Actually, I came here today to tell you something." Xu Yu was confused. "What is it?" "This morning, Her Majesty came." A flash of surprise crossed Xu Yu's eyes, and he quickly lowered his head, but Du Xian didn't see it. "Her Majesty came to see my sister. Why are you telling me this?" Du Xian looked at him with concern and affection, saying softly, "Of course, it's because it's related to you." Xu Yu blinked. "Hum?" Du Xian sighed inwardly. "Her Majesty said she wants to marry a son of the Xu family." Xu Yu's heart raced wildly, completely in disbelief. "The Empress? How could it be possible?" He lowered his head again. "My sister, does she want me to marry him?" Du Xian raised his hand and patted his head. "What do you think of your sister? Although the position of emperor is noble, the empress is not a good choice. The young master of the Wang family was a close friend of your brother-in-law before his death, and your brother-in-law knows very well the empress's feelings for him. Whoever marries the empress will inevitably have to compete with the dead for affection. The living can never compare to those who have passed. Moreover, the empress is destined to have a harem of 3,000 men. As her heart is divided more and more, how much love will be left? Xu Yu, you are the son of the Queen of Zhenbian. You should choose someone you like, someone who likes you. With your sister around, no matter which noblewoman marries you, she won't dare to set up a concubine and cause you distress. We don't need to get involved in this mess. As long as you don't want it, your sister will not force you," Du Xian explained gently. After he finished speaking, Xu Yu was silent for a long time. Du Xian thought he was just shy and didn't press him, merely waiting. "Brother-in-law, I'm willing." Du Xian was astonished. "What?" Xu Yu looked at Du Xian seriously, his eyes filled with determination. "I'm willing to marry Her Majesty, brother-in-law." Du Xian was confused. Why would Xu Yu think this way? Had Xu Yu met the Empress? "Xu Yu, you need to think carefully. Although you are the son of a queen, your background is still that of a conch. Yu Bin's son, once you enter the palace, it's like stepping into the deep sea. The harem is like a mire, full of power struggles and intrigues. Even your sister can't protect you. Moreover, the Empress does not love you." Du Xian gently persuaded him, fearing that Xu Yu might be blinded for a moment and end up living an unhappy life. Xu Yu tugged at Du Xian's sleeve. "Brother-in-law, this is my decision, and I won't regret it. Marrying Her Majesty is also for sister's good. Moreover, actually, I have feelings for her." Xu Yu felt a bit ashamed. He knew about the relationship between Yan Yunshu and the young master of the Wang family. When Xu Mei was discussing marriage, he had already sensed his own hidden feelings. That spirited woman lingered in his mind and wouldn't go away. If Yan Yunshu and Wang Nisheng had a happy ending, it would have been just a youthful infatuation, fading over time, becoming a beautiful memory. But fate played its hand. Wang Nisheng passed away early, and Yan Yunshu personally went to Xu Ting to express her wish to marry a son of the Xu family. Xu Yu didn't want to miss this chance. "Brother-in-law, I won't compete with the late Wang family brother, but as time goes on, I believe she will eventually come to have feelings for me. And also, marrying Her Majesty will be good for sister and for the Xu family." Du Sian knew he couldn't dissuade him anymore. Xu Yu seemed gentle and quiet on the surface, but in reality, he was most stubborn in his heart. "It's fine, in the end. Matters of the world are like drinking water. One knows best the warmth and cold of it." Du Sian stopped persuading him, hoping only that Xu Yu wouldn't regret his decision. Later, Han Ji learned about this matter and said, "Then let him be registered under my name. At least he would be a legitimate son. We cannot disgrace the position of the queen." Xu Yu's biological father, Yi Ping, was deeply grateful, kneeling down and saying to Han Ji, "Thank you, Your Majesty, for your great kindness. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragon